brought another edition. But you should read first.
You want us to read in English out loud
to
you?
Yeah.
All right. That we can do.
So much, not so much, perhaps?
No, it's not much each time. Well, this one.
So much.
This much. But we can.
That's not so much.
Not so much. It can take 2 minutes to read out loud. Maybe we should begin by your chanting the Sanskrit first.
Acha.
Purna Pulinda Guru Gaya Padabja Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darsana Smararuja Strinat Rushitena Letyante Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim
Padi. You should also.
Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabja Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darshan Smararuja Strinat Rushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim Purna Pulinda Vurugaya Padabja Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamandite Tat Darshan Smararuja Trinarushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim
You also want to hear,
yes.
But you should not hear. The gopis wanted to not to disclose all these things to each other also. That is called avahittha. Avahittha. Avahittha means to not to disclose,
to conceal
their most hurtful things towards Krishna. They were kamatmika. They were kamatmika. And that is why they wanted to conceal that we want to meet Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. That is why they were concealing their bhav, telling the specialities of Venu, how Venu is sweet and how everything of Braja from sthavar to jangam, understand?
Moving
and unmoving yet. That is patthar, stones melted and deers, parrots, cows, cows, bachhade, calves, they became as a stone, not moving. They bhul gaye, they forgot God, forget to drink milk which was in the
throat
of cows, and they forget to take the grass from mouth to stomach. Everything this. So they were concealing their love towards Krishna, but they were wanting to meet Krishna. So that each other, they should not know their heartial mood. But Nadastada Upadharija Mukunda Gita Avarta Lakshita Mano Bhava Bhagna Vega. In this sloka, that is two sloka before, in 15 perhaps. It was somehow open. Automatically, they were so much affected by that love. They forgot, and they spoke something directly through these rivers. Rivers have no love. Mansinganga has no love. But they are seeing and expressing that even Yamuna and Mansi Ganga, they embrace Krishna through their heart. Actually, Yamuna river and Mansi Ganga looks like but no sense, chetan,
consciousness.
But they are telling their own things, but by means of these rivers. If anyone, any lady, is loving anyone, that is, gopis are loving Krishna. It may be in a case that when they are embracing Krishna, or any Nayika embraces Nayak, that is the point you should not, I'm fearing. See, when she likes and he does embraces Krishna, then Krishna looks like not affected. He is not going to embrace her, and he looks like aloof. It may be for Krishna. Then they at once become shame, and by the shame they took the lotus feet of Krishna, they give their heads on the lotus feet of Krishna by shame. So the rivers, Mansi Ganga or Yamuna or other rivers, gopis are seeing in their heart, because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena dhavati asato bahi. You know this is jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana, where there is bhakti, and that bhakti is akinchana, nishkinchana, then sarvai gunas tatra samasate, all qualities, your all qualities of not this world, but aprakrita, aprakrita, all qualities comes in that bhakti, and where that bhakti is, that in that the persons who have bhakti here. So every qualities, your qualities to know anything which is not in front, so much far away, but they can know past and future and everything, if they are akinchana bhakti, like Narad, like Chatushan, like Sukadeva Goswami, like something like Sanjay. He had some akinchana bhakti to Krishna, and so Vyasadeva has given something to Sanjay, and he was seeing from a very distant place all these things. We have bhakti, some, but not akinchana. Akinchana bhakti is so powerful that they can know the heart of Krishna also, what to tell others. They can know the heart of Srimati Radhika. Manjari's Lalita Vishakha can know. To know the heart of Radhika is more than to know than the heart of Krishna. Krishna can conceal something, but Gopi can know. Radhika can. But if Radhika is willing to conceal something, it is very hard for Krishna also to know that, because Gopi has niskinchana bhakti more than that it lives, bhakti lives in Krishna. Understanding something? There is love in Radhika and Gopis for Krishna, and Krishna has also love and or prem for Gopis and Radhika. But their prem is more than Krishna has. Understand this? That is why Krishna is always akarshit, attracted, more than. So Gopis are telling everything. They are sitting under, sitting in their homes, and seeing all these facts. Though it seems like that no prem in rivers and Mansi Ganga, but if they are seeing, it may be that there is certainly Krishna prem, because Jamuna is a river, but on the other hand she is Visakha, so she has prem like this. So they are burden kar rahi hain, they are telling, explaining all these things. So it is right, because bhakti is there, that is mane prema bhakti is there. Not only prema bhakti, but here is madanakhya. Madanakhya, you know, madanakhya, that is in Madanakhya, Krishna wants to test this Madanakhya, and that is why in Krishna Lila he could not test this Madanakhya bhava. So he came at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having the mood of this madanakya bhav, and then he tested. So gopis has up to madanakya bhav, prema vaichitya in madanakya, and also what is Bhramar Gita is told. Prem Vaichitta, also Divyonmad, and Chitra Jalpa, there are Madanakya. And also something, Mohanakya, Mudanakya, and all other these things. So gopis have up to this. So what they are describing, they are describing of their hearts, of gopis' hearts, and also the things of Braja. They are not telling the modes of the clouds, nadis, nadi means rivers, peacocks, and parrots of other places, but they are telling of Braja. So it is fact that also these things have so much mood for Krishna. So they are seeing and explaining. So Purnapulin, the gopis, at first they wanted to conceal these facts to each other also, but they became so deeply moved, they could not check, and they began to open their hearts. Even they told, they wanted to conceal by that slope before this, Vishtva tape vajapasuna saha rama gopai prema babiddha udita kusumavali bhi sakhyur badhat sab apusambuddha attapattam. But they could not conceal, and they remembered the saubhagya of fortune of Pulindya. Pulindya means Pulinda, Bheel.
Aboriginal.
Sabra.
Sabar tribe.
There are tribes. They labor hard for their earnings. They took sevika on their soldiers. Sevika, you know. Sevika means at first we have seen that the rich persons use sevika. That is palaki. They used to go anywhere by palaki. Where nothing can go.
On Varsana, when they carry someone.
Like so, but not like on soldiers, they two and two. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written for
Rahugana.
Rahugana. So they earn something by these works. They can plow, they can do all other things, very laborious. But their wives also do something. They manage to sangrah karti hain.
Or?
Nahin.
They collect?
They collect the cow dungs.
And perhaps some wood.
Wood from
forest.
Forests. And they can sell others. And they can use in their cooking. they are also so luxurious. And they were nearer to Govardhan and in Braja. But it is not working?
It is working, I hope so.
Your attention goes there.
I will try to get it.
So they have so many chances to hear the float of Tumi Eitanya. Today,
we're doing hard work, but they get a chance to hear.
They have chance to hear from very far away the sweet sound of Venu, and also they can meet gopis also, and some Pulinda Srimati Radhika is so udar,
broad-minded,
liberal.
They can, she can love all these Pulinda Kanya, Sabar Kanya also, and she used them in her services.
How?
By telling that you should bring flowers. You should bring so these things. In Govinda Lila Amrita, it is written, you perhaps know, you know? Surely you know. Your mouth tells that when they are gambling, Radhika party and Krishna party, then Krishna tells that if I will lose the game, I'll give my bansi. But what you'll give? Then Lalita tells anything that you know. But when Sri Radhika is defeated, then she calls Pulindi. Oh, call Pulindi. My Sakhi, not Pulindi as Ghrina or anything. Ghrina means
hating
mood. So call. She comes and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha are laughing and very madly tells her to sit down there. But Krishna at once knows this fact and Radhika is telling that on my behalf, if I am defeated, she will give for you. And she also sample is sitting there. So Pulindi has also some nearer service to them. Now these gopis are telling Purna Pulinda. Certainly these Pulind girls and Sabar girls are Purna. Here Purna means Purna Manorath. Purna Manorath?
Their desire fulfilled.
What word?
Their minds are satisfied.
Not mind her. Everything what they want, to the extent that this life is successful, and by the mood of gopis, that successful in seeing and testing Krishna in that mode that we have read here in perhaps the fifth or sixth sloka. Akhnatang phalamidam naparam vidama sakha pasun anubivesha yator vayasya bhaktram brajesa sutayo anubenu jostam jaivanipitam anurakta kataksha moksham. These anyone's eyes is told to be successful if they are seeing Krishna playing on veena or flute and seeing by the crooked eyes towards gopis, and gopis are chanting Krishna by their eyes. Baldev is going
ahead
and Krishna is seeing being
behind.
But gopis are telling more something. These are for avahitta. Radha and Krishna are both. Radha is doing archana of Krishna and Krishna eyes are archaning Srimati Radhika. That scene, one who has seen, it may be more tasteful things than this also. To look, only gopis Manjari can see. So, Purna Pulinda here, the lives of Pulinda are so successful, more than us. How? Who is telling this? Actually, who is telling these facts? Can you guess?
Which copy?
Who is telling this fact?
One of the copies.
One of the copies. It may be Srimati Radhika also. It may be that
gopi.
But who is telling? Sanatana Goswami has also told, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that gopis are not so less than Srimati Radhika. Ji Goswami is telling that this sloka is not telling Srimati Radhika. One of the gopis, it may be Lalita Vishakha or Chandravali or any, they have told this. Especially Lalita Vishakha are telling this sloka. Because here, Daita Stana Manditena, there is a word, Daita. Daita means very dear to Krishna. Pulinda have gone to collect cow dungs and all these things, or dry woods. They saw some kumkum on grasses. They became at once with full of calm. Daitastan means, and they became Smararuja. Smararuja means tap. Tap means burning sensation.
Cupid.
By Kama. It is lakhs and lakhs time more than heat of Agni. So, they are taking the kumkum and they are what? Lipanti?
Rubbing
on the mouth, on their breast, on their every body. And they are seeing gopis, but they are in home. But they are seeing all these scenes vividly. And that is why here they have spoke that slok, yashast bhaktir bhagavatta kinchana. By the fruit of bhakti, they are seeing all these things. They are not, we should not wish that they are fractions of kaya view of Srimati Radhika and all, because this is nar lila. We will have to consider that it is madhur lila, it is of braja, not golok aishwarya bhumi. So we will have to have idea only up to that, which is helpful in madhur rasa, not in aishwarya rasa. So they have bhakti, and that is why they can know or they can guess. They are seeing that they have taken kumkum and they have rubbed on their heads, mouths and hair. And the tap came down. Why they are seeing that tap has come? Tap means, you know, the heat in their breast, calm, agni, came down. The kumkum, the raj means
dust
of Krishna feet, and Krishna feet is sand. So they are saying that the dust of Krishna feet dust, they are robbing. It means they are keeping the Krishna feet on their breast and their heads and on their body. And they are feeling that actually we are doing so. Krishna comes and does like so. So that tap means calm tap came down. Otherwise, by rubbing it will go up, because these are uddipana. By uddipana it goes up, not come down, comes down. It will come down only by sambhog. But we see that they are telling that it came down means Krishna comes and does like so, say they are come down. Then here Vaishnava Toshini means Sanatana Goswami is telling that who is Daita? That she is telling like so, it is Daita means Lalita Vishakha can tell that those who are superior than me, that is Daita. So how you will decide that who is Daita? Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Rishwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Prito Jam Anaya Dharaha. Here, Anaya Radhito, all were there. Radhika and Krishna were not there. When they saw the feet, when they saw the symbols of flowers, that here Krishna has done Sringar of gopis, but Krishna was not there, flowers were there. When they saw the
footprints,
these only, the half portion, deep and not toe there. This is toe?
Not the heel,
there.
That's the heel.
They guessed, oh, here Krishna has done Sringar. Then they told that, Anaya Radhito Nunam, certainly she has served God, not Krishna here, God here, they have served. That is why God has arranged that she has become so much near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken this lady or with him, living we all. So she is more and more, most superior than us. So they are telling, the Sakhi are telling of that very Daita. That is for Radhika they are explaining that she must be, that Daita must be Srimati Radhika. Because we will see Tatte sujata charanam varuham stanesu bhita swanai priya dadhi mahi karkasesu tena atavim atasita tabyathatena kangshat kurupadve bhramati dhir bhavadam jusamina. You remember this slok from where I am telling? Yo tatte sujata charanam varuham.
Careful to keep your feet on our breast.
Where? From where we are telling? Gopi Geet.
Yeah.
In 21st, no, 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayati te dhikam janmana praja or tabakathamritam tapta jivanam. Gopis are weeping and telling all this slok on the bank of Jamuna nearer to Rasasthali. This is the last slok. That is why hearing Krishna could not extol himself and became prakat there. He at once came. Tatte sujata charanam varuham staneshu. Radhika is telling that Krishna feet is so soft and so melodious, so scentful. Scentful means fragrant, more than lotus flowers. That we fear, we do it, but by fear we keep his feet on our breast so
gently
that no any hardness can he feel. We fear, and by that feet you walk on the stones very
sharp,
pricking. The stones prick his feet,
prick, and on the thorns there where cows fear to go, and you run after that. We feel so much sorry for that. So they are telling that we keep, Srimati Radhika keeps the feet here. When he takes the feet of Krishna, there are two ways, two things. One in midnight pastime and madhyanha,
midday
at Radha Kunda, and in Sanket we see that in when gopis are there alone, then they keep the feet of Krishna at that time. And Krishna also enjoys them. So they are remembering this thing and telling that only Radhika is so fortunate to have these feet. But Ji Goswami is telling that Daita, by these Daita words, Radhika cannot tell for herself. So that must be Daita. So Daita are telling, these Sakhis are telling, for Radhika this Daita. It means that Gopis are telling for Radhika. But we see that Radhika is also telling like so. Tatte sujata charanam varuham stanishu, and all these slokas. Radhika is telling that Dvaita. These wordings of it may be of Radhika. So if Radhika is telling, then for whom this Dvaita word is given there? For Lalita, Vishakha, all, they are not less than Radhika, because they are the Kaya view of Srimati Radhika. So they have also opportunity to have the lotus feet of Krishna also on there. So it is quite right for Radhika also and for these gopis also, both. But here we see that Radhika is in Madanakya bhava here. And so he is telling, expressing his idea for other gopis. That daitastanamanditena. Here the Sakhi is telling that, oh, Pulandi are so fortunate that they are not keeping the fort of Krishna directly. If he not kumkum direct from the Krishna feet, this kumkum is on the breast of gopis, Dvaita. And Krishna, she keeps the feet of Krishna here, and the kumkum comes in the feet of Krishna. And in the morning when Krishna returns to his home, in morning, in somewhat nishant and going, then this kumkum comes on the grass. And sometimes, somewhat mixed with water from
dew. It's called dew.
Oh, dew. Mixing with that, and they become so in affection that they take it and rub on their mouths and everywhere. The gopis are thinking that if he become like Pulindi, we have so much fortunate. Even not Pulindi, if we become Dvaita, then so much fortunate. But we have no so much fortune that we may become a Dvaita of Krishna. If not Dvaita, even Pulindi, we may be in our future birth as a Pulindi, then we are so fortunate. But we see that we cannot be Pulindi. So if we become grass of the land, then that kumkum will come on grass and we will be satisfied. But we cannot be grass, what to be Pulindi, and what to be the Dvaita. So they are so much fortunate. We have come, but we cannot rub that kumkum or have that kumkum like Pulindi, and we cannot be grass also of this braja where Krishna is moving there. So if we die and become grass, and so much fortunate than Pulindi, and so much fortunate if we become Dvaita. And Dvaita of Dvaita is Swayam Radhika. She is telling like so. Tat darshan. Here, Uru Gaya Padabhyaj. Not Krishna here in wording. Uru Gaya. Here Uru Gaya means Uru Gaya Padabjaraga. Uru Gaya means Krishna. Why he has told Uru Gaya? Uru Gayayati Uru Gaya. Uru means an of singing by float is Uru Gaya. And he calls his Dvaita by that sound, melodious tone of bansi, uru gaya. Here is a bird. Ghananta pad jugalam. Alingan sthageta urma bhujai murare. Murare, there is the word. Here murare. Some link with Urugaya, who was Moor. You know the history?
A demon.
Huh?
Moor, a demon?
Demon. Past lives. He was killed by Narayan. Was a very... he was a demon. When there is a battle among semi-gods, demigods, and demons, Narayan took the side of
gods
and killed so many asuras. Then he was escaped, and he did so much austerities, hard austerities, for Brahma. Brahma appeared. And